and what the Democrats have to say. Joining us now is Jim Kessler, who's the vice president for policy and co-founder of Third Way, progressive think tank, former legislative and policy director for Senator Charles Schumer, who won last night in New York. Jim Kessler, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Let me tick off some headlines for you. The Times, GOP shows strong House gains, a rebuke for Obama. Wall Street Journal, GOP seizes House. USA Today, voters send angry message. What do you do? Boehner said, roll up our sleeves. That's the next step. That's the Republican Speaker of the House, the new House. What did Democrats do to roll up their sleeves today?
Yeah, I think that, you know, look, this was a really tough night for Democrats. The Democrats, this was the biggest House swing since 1948 in terms of House losses by a leadership party. And I think when you have a loss like this, you have there needs to be some soul searching within the party. I mean, we're 2 years away out from electing Barack Obama in 2008 and 4 years away of taking back the majority. But voters really handed Democrats a rebuke and, I think, a message. And what our belief is that with the passage of health care reform, which essentially finished the safety net, Democrats must realize they need to move to be from an economic security party to an economic growth party, that that is what people are most concerned about. Economic growth today and tomorrow, but also long term. And that is the shift that the party needs to make to be really a competitive party in the future.
John Zogby on this program earlier this morning suggested the GOP has an identity crisis figuring out what to do with the Tea Party. I'm wondering if there's an identity crisis in the leadership of the Democrats this morning. Let's talk about Harry Reid winning his seat in Nevada. He's still going to be majority leader in a Democratic controlled Senate. If he lost, Senator Chuck Schumer might have had that position. I'm wondering if Senator Schumer has already called Harry Reid and warmly congratulated him on the win, or if we're going to have a leadership struggle here.
I sincerely doubt there'll be a leadership struggle. First of all, Senator Reid and Senator Schumer are probably the two closest friends in the Senate. You know, Schumer donated, I think, $3 million to Harry Reid's campaign and really wanted him to win. And, you know, they almost have a mentor relationship with each other. So I think Harry Reid's position as leader of the Senate is unassailable. I do not think there's going to be any challenge.
Then where's the soul searching? It's going to be the Reid-Obama agenda, and the Tea Party can campaign against Reid just like they did against Pelosi, and 2012 is going to be a debacle.
Well, I think that soul searching has to come from a lot of Democrats, not just the leadership. This can't just be a leadership decision. It has to be, you know, a whole group of Democrats getting together and saying, okay, how does the party need to change to become a winning party in the next election and beyond? And, you know, you saw really a hemorrhaging of support among moderates, ideological moderates, and independents. That is very, very troubling.
Is there a black vote problem? Democrats staying home on the African American side and voting in double digits for Republicans in this midterm?
I don't think so. The base turnout came out pretty well. The real problem is moderate voters and middle class voters who abandoned Democrats in droves. Democrats need to get them back.
And the Economic Growth Party strategy is the way to do it, says Jim Kessler, vice president for policy and co-founder of Third Way, a moderate progressive think tank. He's also a former legislative and policy director for New York Senator Charles Schumer. Jim Kessler, thanks so much.
Thank you.